Patient's name is Manuel Reyes, first name M-A-N-U-E-L, last name R-E-Y-E-S, date of birth is 7/29/2019, date of service is 1/12/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner, history of present illness. This two-year-old male presents to the clinic accompanied by mom and his older brother. Mom states both kids began feeling sick yesterday. This particular patient has been having unknown fever. She reports subjective fever. They haven't been able to take it with a thermometer. He's also been pulling at his right ear and very fussy. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current med denies, medical history denies, surgical history, bilateral eustachian tubes. Social history denies exposure to secondhand smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, heart rate 112, respiratory rate 16, temp 97, 7 axillary, O2 99%, and he weighs 27 pounds. Physical exam general, he's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T. Bilateral tympanic membranes do show that he has tubes in his ear on the right side. It does look like that tube is being pushed out. Patient has no erythema to his posterior pharynx. The left tympanic membrane does have excessive cerumen around that eustachian tubes, but he doesn't have any tenderness with inspection visualization. Neck, negative JBD, normal range of motion, no lymphadenopathy, chest S1, S2, tachycardia, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4. He's appropriate for age, gait steady, and his skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan, number 1, COVID positive, number 2, viral syndrome, number 3, right otitis media. Patient will be given a script for amoxicillin to take twice a day for 10 days, and then I'll give him a prescription of Histex for symptom relief. Mom will give Motrin Tylenol as needed for any fever. If patient has worsening of symptoms, he will return to the clinic for further evaluation, possible further testing. Patient instructed to follow the CDC guidelines. Mom was given opportunity to ask any questions. She has none at this time.